The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clint Sterner, he is here with us. Myself, Clint came in a little late, but he got in here, y'all. He got in here, man.
Came in hot, baby.
He came
real hot.
He was right there. You go. Look at Tyler, Clint.
Is it all black? Is it black on black?
It's black on black, baby. And you know, and I'm looking at that vest. That vest ain't just straight black. There's something. Look like there's some sort of a design on that.
Nice pattern, floral pattern on this all black vest.
Yeah, I saw that. You tried. I thought it was from a distance. I said, "That's a little something to this. Is that snake skin?"
Yeah. So no? Those
are the pants. Do the pants have the same match?
No.
Damn. That's now all that would have been pants. Cold. That would have been cold blooded if you had the pants in the same material.
I got the red tie though with the snowflakes on it as well. A little festive.
Yeah, man. Give me a hit. I need a hit, man. I got this 3 and this 9. I need a hit. Give me a face card.
I look nice. It's not just a blackjack dealer look, okay?
Yeah. Blackjack dealers look nice, too.
You just begged for a bust, by the way, Ron.
Did I?
Yeah, 9-3 and a face.
Oh, I sure did. Did I?
That'd be a bust.
Sir, are you sure?
I said a 9.
Another 9, baby. Give me a 9.
Now the whole table's eyeballing you pissed off.
Give me a face card. I miss so many people out there. Listen to this dumbass.
He's not a gambler. He's always not a gambler.
Tell you, man, they almost got me at blackjack. I told you the first time I went. Took $15, turned it into $111. Playing that $5 table, baby.
They almost got you, huh?
They did get me there for a little bit. had a tough go for about a year just traveling up there by myself and not telling anybody. When I had class early. All right, as I see my man Bill on the text line, said it makes it easier. A couple of IPAs down my neck so far makes lifting between segments easier. Not going to lie, the Texans ruined my holiday. Bill, you banging out IPAs and lifting.
Cheers, brother.
It was that bad. There's no doubt.
I do want to apologize. I do want right now, for those of you who had to work yesterday, like I'm talking about work for the game and have some time missing away from your family on Christmas, I know that must have been a tough one, having to kind of go through that one. So, I do apologize. Hopefully you got some time with your family outside of that yesterday, because I know that was that was a struggle for many. But hopefully everybody had a good Christmas outside of that game yesterday. And I got to be honest, Clint, I'm looking and I'm watching my kids yesterday. We had a good Christmas morning. Then we rolled out there to NRG. But when I say myself, like I can honestly say, fellas, I guess I was a strange kid. I'm looking at my kids. They got the PlayStation 5. I did not buy it. But they got the PlayStation 5, and they are into it, boy. They all just playing. I just never gave a rip about video games. Never, ever did about video games. Never watched cartoons. Our kids all got bikes here as they, now I can tell the story.
No one gave you a bike when you were a kid, right? That would have been messed up.
My mom did. And I ran it into that parked car, and then I retired.
That's right.
But now I can tell the story. The reason why I fell through thought the kids may be listening. The reason why I fell through the attic is because I was putting bikes up in the attic for Christmas, and then on my way trying to pull the last one up, I fell right through the attic. But they got bikes
just
yesterday.
Do you dirty, man.
Our kids riding bikes around the neighborhood. Clint, after that run into a parked car, I retired the bike thing. I must have been a strange-ass kid. Didn't ride bikes. Didn't play any video games. Just watch Sports Center. Didn't watch cartoons. I'm looking at them. I'm like, well, I probably was a strange-ass kid. Cheap for my mother, I'm sure. But it's a strange-ass kid. Just never got into any of that stuff. Never did. But I'm looking at them, and I can just see, well, they about to cost me cash. Because they up there, I mean, all of them just rolling in that PlayStation 5.
Video games of the devil.
Well, yeah, riding the bikes all around. This is strange. I was just strange.
You never got into like the Maddens or NCAA football, like being a sports kid. Like you still didn't get into those.
I've never played.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
I've never played Madden.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't.
Not one time.
I mean, I played them all a time or two, but I just knew they were the devil, man. I know a bad thing when I see them, and I had to get away. And
your passion and hatred for video games is so genuine and real.
Yeah, when did that start?
I've never been a big fan, but when I started working with kids and doing camps and training quarterbacks,
and you saw
and
how
stuff,
it took over their lives.
Well, you just when you watch
instead
you
of watch, watching film
when no just instead of sleeping, how about that? When you when you watch when you got a camp and you got 20 kids in there, and half of them show up and can't hardly open their eyes, they're so crusted shut at noon. It's like, man, what are they?
He is laughing. I feel like Tyler's laughing because he's experienced this.
He did it last week.
Clint, I was up all night playing COD. I was playing Call of Duty all night. My bad.
And you just watch them kids that can't focus, they can't pay attention, they can't stay awake. And you talk to them about it, and hey, man, you get to the root of it. It's like 99% of them was because they stayed up until the wee hours of the morning playing PlayStation.
Yeah, I don't want them to do that.
Or whatever, playing video games, whatever it is. So I became I went from a guy that just didn't understand it, didn't get down with it, thought it was a waste of time, to a guy that was just like,
video games are the devil.
Yeah, I think now we live in an age where everybody's got a pad or a phone and you just throw it in front of their face and they just start playing with it. I just don't personally don't like it.
Text line texting in, Ron, are you sure you were a kid? Fair. fair. I watched Sports Center a lot.
Yeah,
really enjoyed that. And then walked around and played pickup baseball and basketball games. That was my thing. Didn't ride bikes. Walked to them.
You throw a bike in there, and we were pretty similar there. We hit that old screen door. We hit that old screen door when the sun
was
came
out,
up,
baby.
Man. And we was
is that my boy Ron?
Yeah, I was out. I had to get that. You were in the kitchen, fat boy. Your mama, for starters. And second, I don't pass on a good meal. I really don't. I don't pass on a good meal. No, it's no. And when you say that up all night, I watched Nicholas. Nicholas was up there. He's four. He was up there on like that. It's not Mario Kart, but it's like Mario Kart with Disney. Like, it's like Mickey and mm-hmm. Donald and all
that. Now his favorite character.
Oh, man. He was on there, and I could see him. I mean, he was up there for a couple of hours on that bad boy. And I'm like, hold on, man.
Well, it's like.
Trey woke up this morning. I walked down to go check on him at 8 o'clock this morning. He had already. They took it upstairs in the big thing. He was already up there.
Right after. Yeah. I'd realized. Like, my competitive gene is not good with because I can't put it down because I want to.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a game, I get mad and throw the remote. If it's like Madden or something, I get mad. I'm putting dents in walls and
that's
breaking
what
remotes.
Remember Tyler ruptured his wrist.
Yeah,
on a fumbled kickoff return.
I jacked my wrist up good on that button.
And then if it's one of those games that has an ending, like you got to conquer the game. Hey man, I'm
You in it to the
I'm
end.
In it, man. And this was back when you could go. I could have just walked down the street to the Stop and Go and bought the old magazine with the cheat codes in it.
Well, you wouldn't do it.
I can't do it, man. If I'm gonna beat it, I'm gonna do it the right way.
Damn thing.
I look over and I'm playing Zelda at 5 o'clock in the morning. I said, "What the hell am I doing? Are you kidding me?"